Hi. Oh, open your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians 2. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We're laughing here. We're going to share a little bit about a false revival. Everyone's hearing about revival. And is it really a revival? Or is it the falling away? In the name of revival, under occultic powers. Been there, done that in a lot of this stuff. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a great revival. No. Except there come a what? A falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the deception that's going on in the church. If you're in the mainstream church, you need to be really on guard and watching. If you're going to churches that teach doctrine, and you have to make sure that it's not false doctrine, it's getting harder and harder to find truth. Unfortunately, this is the days that we live in. And if there was a great deception in the church, a falling away, what would it even look like? What's it going to look like? What's this falling away going to look like? Jesus said that if it were possible, even the elect could be or would be deceived. So what should we expect? This deception would tell people to expect a great revival, not a great falling away. And it is a revival. It's a revival of the occult. Yeah. The deception will claim to be all about Jesus. And the movies are all about Jesus. Yeah. And this Hollywood fake Jesus. They all say the name of Jesus, but it's a different. The Bible says it's a different Jesus. It's a different gospel. It's a different Jesus. So this deception will be accepted by the masses. He said, we walk in a narrow path, and the enemy wants to get us to fall off that narrow path and go into the wide path. This deception will twist, add on, or take away and distort the Bible in order to deceive people. And some of these places, they don't even open up the Bible anymore. It's storytelling time. Bring on the smoke, bring on all this stuff, and totally ignore the Bible. And where's this deception going to come from? It's going to come from within. Yep. We've always thought the deception would come from without, but it's actually going to come from within. And now they're uniting the extremists, extreme right, with politics and religion. I just want to say, be careful. Yep. Really watch out. There's definitely a warning as we move into these end times. Now, this is a... before I share that, I wanted to say, a while back, I preached a message on we're going to face an angrier world. And we are facing an angrier world. People are losing it on the road, everywhere. We went to Best Buy, which we haven't been there for ever. And Tim wanted to grab something, so we went in there. And this guy came in all masked up and just started hollering. He lost it. And he was mad because they told him at another store to come to this store, and the store he was at didn't have what they said he had. And he just lost it. And I just thought, this is it. This is the angrier world, that people are just so short with each other. They're angry. So be prepared, right? And there's a lot of things that have contributed to this, and we all know what those are. The agendas are moving forward, unfortunately. Don't be deceived by your television for what they say. And if you followed me for years, you understand exactly what's going on, because a lot of the things that I told you, the next boogeyman would be climate. And here we are. I want to read this. This is by Rick Becker. I believe he's from Africa, and I've shared a few things with him from him before. But this is a really good little writing, and there's a lot in this, and I want to take my time to share it, because we're in the falling away. and it's not going to come. We're in it now. If you just turn on the YouTubes or the preachers, some of the things they're preaching and the things they're doing, the way they're manifesting themselves, the arrogancy, the way they scream for money, I mean, just stuff you thought you'd never see in our lifetime. He said, any revival in the New Apostolic Reformation, what's that? That's self-appointed apostles and prophets, and most of us have all come from these kind of things, but just basically the charismatic movement, the charismania of the charismatics, which we are part of, it is not a move of God, but deception. Last week I talked about William Branham and how everybody wants William Branham's anointing and how he is really a false teacher based on the occult, and he even has a pyramid on his tombstone. This is important because the supernatural school of ministries are pushing his stuff, his mantles, his books, and if they've got bad roots, if these revivals have bad roots, they've got bad fruits. And like I shared last week, one of my friends, her son went to that school, ended up in the mental hospital. And they said, at that mental hospital, they said, oh no, another one. So let me start again. Any revival in the NAR or the charismania is not a move of God, but deception. And this is a thing. We were so hungry to be in what God is doing. And unfortunately, these people are still doing it. These false teachers are bigger and bigger. And I just like, why do people still follow these people? Once you see the truth, you can't unsee it. It is hard to get out because you have to admit that you were deceived and everything was a lie. And a lot of people don't want to face that truth. But once you do, you're so thankful that you start over and you just repent for following men, because that's what it is. It's celebrity preachers, celebrity musicians, getting a feel-good prophetic word or whatever. The scriptures warn of an increase in lawlessness and apostasy in the last days, a rebellion, not a worldwide revival.
That's right.
Or, as they claim, to bring heaven to earth. There's no way you're going to bring heaven to earth. And this was what we're going to have heaven, we're going to bring heaven down. Jesus described the condition of the world when he returns as what? The days of Noah. The majority were busy with the affairs of this world, oblivious to the impending judgment. Genesis 6:11 is an apt description of the times we live in. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. We know a friend, she was just going to get into her car, and they stole her car. I mean, right in front of her house. How scary the times that we live in. And depending on where you live, different things are happening. Things we never thought we would see. And then they just get a little slap on their wrists, and they don't really get any. And it's like they keep going doing it again and again. So it shall be when Christ returns to a world that has rejected God, rejected his messengers. So I just want to encourage all you that are out there. I know you have family that doesn't want to hear you. They roll your eyes when you try to tell them what's going on. They rejected God's messengers. Always have, always will. Furthermore, he is returning to a visible church wherein the majority have rejected truth and have been given over to delusions. And here Paul's warning us that we just read, the great falling away. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, one translation says. And we're seeing, it's almost like we are decreeing and declaring, and we're telling God what he can or can't do. We're going to heaven today. We're doing this or that. It's just this rebellious, arrogant spirit. I'm not going to read this whole thing. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders. We're not to be running after signs. And these supernatural schools of ministry are saying, we are called to do more than Jesus did. Greater works will we do. And they compare themselves to the very apostles that God was Jesus was speaking to the apostles. And of course, they're doing more works because there's more people are getting saved. He was talking about the apostles going out and doing more. He had 12 apostles. He was the only one. But they're taking that and they're twisting those scriptures and they're making it sound like they're in place of Christ now. And they're always saying they raised people from the dead. And we've not seen one yet. They keep declaring and decreeing all these different things and all these healings. Their wives are dying of cancer, just like anyone else's wives that are going and living in this world today. They act like they're so elite, but they have the same problems. You have to remove the mask and see they're preaching deception. False signs and wonders, with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. Here again, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Read the whole thing through 12. And I like what he said right here. He said, many revivalists will be in for a terrible surprise. Matthew 7:22, on that day many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name. And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Wow. But the good news is God always has a remnant. He's going to prepare his church. Doesn't mean you're going to have a lot of friends. But if you've got friends that are on the same page as you, count yourself blessed. Because many people don't have like-minded people around them anywhere, and they feel alone. And thank God we can still do online church, because many people don't have a church. I get emails and letters all the time. They try to go back to church. The show has gotten bigger. It's gotten wilder, crazier. But they keep asking for your money in ways that are just really ridiculous. So we have to be faithful, preach the gospel, and make disciples. We don't follow... like last week I shared the Brannanites, the Haganites, the Copelandites, the Joycites. We follow Jesus, right? And I ran with those circles, so that's why and I'm not speaking against, I'm just saying, what am I saying? I don't know. Be thankful if you can see what's really going on. There is a part of business, but when church becomes a business and that's all it is a business, and we've missed the boat. We've totally missed the boat. Now, in Jude 3, well, you're turning there. Jude, verse 3. I exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you, for there are many, certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you say, well, they're not doing that. But if they're substituting yourself and it's all about you, now we come to a revival and we hear about you and how you have to fulfill your potential and your destiny and you do it your way. No, we want to do it God's way. We want to submit to Him, right? So the greatest threats to the church arise from within through false teachers dressed in sheep's clothing. Satan works hard. And what does he do? He either adds to or takes away from the gospel. The devil can't stand the Bible. So he's got to put out another translation. And they always say God's doing a new thing. And I used to be the first one. Oh, what's God doing? I want to know what God's doing. Oh, this is what the prophets are saying. And we know people that are still in there. Instead of chapter and verse, they claim fresh revelations from God. Oh, God told me this and God told me that. And these people are so flaky because God's always speaking to them and telling them something else and something else. And they don't really know how to hear from God because they're not in the Bible, but they're hearing any stray voice. And the enemy can come as a familiar spirit. And we can be very deceived. And he can speak to us and we think it's God speaking. And, of course, what they always said, and this was what always got me, was, thus saith the Lord, or the Lord told me. The Lord told me that I'm supposed to marry you. Well, guess what? He didn't tell me. That's that's what we all got played back in the day. The Lord told you that? So that's what they use, thus saith the Lord. But, boy, just think that there's coming a day where we have to stand before God. Here goes our storm weather again. But we press on. So they say God speaking by impressions, feelings, inner voice, dreams, visions, and out-of-the-body experiences. The new fashionable ways to hear from God. How's God's... Oh, if you don't know how to hear from God, just send in an offering and come to my class and you can learn how to prophesy. This is global. This isn't just America. This is happening worldwide. Yeah. This deception, these false revivals, these false things coming in the name of God. We have now a new breed with miraculous powers, so they say, who encourage the supernatural daily. And we have a new breed of revivalists, and I call them narcissists, with signs and demonic power. You have got to know who you're listening to. And just because they have multiple views, I mean like million views, and they're all of a sudden this person, wow, where'd they come from?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are they? Who is this church, this new church? Where did they come from? You've got to do your research, right? And we want to thank you for the thumbs up, because if we do thumbs up, we don't get lost. Otherwise, we've been getting lost. And now that we had you guys do that last week, it just makes such a great difference. And you guys always do. Thank you. All right, let me, I'm going to tell you, replace the Word of God with fresh revelations and teaching about themselves. You go now to these revival meetings and you just hear about them. You can spend 3 hours and they talk about themselves and how they heard from God and da-da-da-da-da, and you leave empty. It's like the food nowadays. There's not a lot of vitamins in it. And they want us to eat this lab-grown meat stuff. There's no nutrition in it. And all the different kind of things with the GMO. People are starving. They have food, but there's no nutrition in it. And this is the way it is preaching. If you're not preaching the Bible or exposing what the enemy's doing, you're getting all this fluff and buff. You feel good, and then you leave, and you got to face reality. Because sometimes these revivals, you go in, and you're just all, oh, 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 and then you leave, and you're like, what really happened there? What? I used to go to those all the time. Speaking from experience, and they preach about themselves. And this one lady, I was always helping her. And on Saturdays, I'd go, you know, I to myself, I just can't handle another story. I can't handle another long off. So I'd go in the prayer room and just say, I'm praying for you. Because I literally was worn out. You get worn out. Does you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, this is a quote from one of these so-called supernatural prophets. And this is why I say we have a new breed of narcissists. Now, listen to this. And this is a quote. Your identity as a child of God is non-negotiable. You're powerful, glorious, and outright awesome. I want to reiterate the declaration from the video and encourage you to read this out loud today. I'm amazing. Listen to all the I ams. I am amazing. I am God's greatest creation. He loves me to death. I rock. I kid you not. I was born to do greater works than Jesus. I was born for glory. Nations are attracted to me. I have the mind of Christ, therefore I think like God. He's my inheritance, and I'm his inheritance. He actually likes me, and I like me too. And if I get people to know me, they would like me. Creation knows who I am. The devil knows who I am. God knows I am who I am. The angels know who I am, and today I know who I am. This is what these kids are going to in Bible school. This is a Bible school teacher of this supernatural ministry, and this is the confessions he wants our children to make over themselves. That is sad. And they call it revival. So now we have a new breed of narcissists with demonic signs and wonders. The man-made revivals produce people who believe they're awesome. There's no fear of God.
No.
They don't think about God because they're busy thinking about themselves. I am, I am. God doesn't appoint goats to lead his sheep.
That's right.
I love that. God doesn't appoint goats to lead his sheep. Wolves among the flock, servants of Satan. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. They're so-called revivals. but they have unhealthy fruit. What is some of their fruit? Command angels around, decree and declare, trips to heaven, act like lunatics as they are so-called having an encounter with God, having dream and visions and new revelations. And then I added this, you're so vain, you probably think this dream is about you. You're so vain, you probably think this dream is about you, don't you, don't you? They get you puffed up. Yep. Decree and declare this every day, how great you are. Doesn't say anything about God and His will. Instead, we want to do it our way. Like that song says, I did it my way. Because we haven't taught the younger people to be humble, to get on their knees, to seek the Lord, that we need Him. Instead, why do you need God for if you're so great? And that's why it's a false gospel. That's why it's a false revival. That's why this is not God. It's not. It might be a movement, but it's not a movement from God. And it's worldwide global. And we have to wake up our kids that really want God to this because they just run to these meetings. This is deception, not a move of God. We need to come out of her, my people. Otherwise, you're going to be led, what does it say, the plagues? Just follow these false leaders, and they'll start having you do things. They've already been doing it, putting things under your skin, right? And don't think this is just over with. We're going into phase two, I have a feeling, because the enemy wants to get inside your temple. That's his goal. He wants to be like God, right? He wants your heart. Some, in closing, some NAR buzzwords, New Apostolic buzzwords, apostolic, prophetic, revivalist, bringing heaven to earth, the manifest presence, teaching on releasing angels, operating in the courts of heaven, breaking curses, school of the supernatural, sozo healing. They have the best-selling books. The market is flooded with their material. That's why the Bible says in the end times, the days of Noah. The days of Noah. It was Noah and his family. It wasn't a lot. He was preaching for 100 years. You ever feel like you're beating the air and no one wants to hear you? And they're bringing in the occult. And if you know the signs and the symbols, I shared with you last week the books, they do their signs and symbols right on stage. They're now bringing it out into the open. Their very stages are filled with occultic symbols. In the commercials, on TV. I mean, it's just like, really? And even people that are in the presidential office, let me just say, you're not going to get to that higher level. Just, you try running for president. You're not in the group. We're not in the club, right? So don't be deceived by them either. Psalms 2 says that the men of the earth, they're going to come against the Lord and it's anointing. It's a big trap. It's a big trap right now to get all the Christians together. And I'm telling you, we're about to see some huge things that we have never seen before and some deception that's coming. I'd love to share it, but I can't right now. But just know, don't follow men. Follow Jesus. The men of this world, political parties, there's just corruption on every side, right? And I'm talking about in the church. Jude says they come in unawares. Ungodly men turning the grace of God. And they're going to come in the name of God. They're going to come in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen. And what are they after? They're after the Christian. They're coming in John 10:10. The false prophets that's about is come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that sums it up really good. They're coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So read your Bible for yourself. You want to hear from God? Read your Bible out loud. Because all these people, they want to go to seminars to hear the voice of God, and they've gotten so messed up. And we don't want that. There's enough going on in the world, so we have to make sure that our walk with the Lord is right, that we're not going to follow some flaky false prophet or some school for signs and wonders. We've done that. We've been there. And those of us that have been there, we want to tell you, don't go that way. Don't go that way. Don't follow these men. And they're still calling themselves revivalists. And they're getting drunk. And they're doing all the same things. I just saw a commercial on YouTube for the same thing that we came out of. And us older ones want to warn you younger ones, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here, right? So Father, we pray that as this falling away is happening, we pray for your remnant. What the real gospel says, there's suffering to stand for Christ. Picking up our cross sometimes is heavy. It's not easy. But you said your burden is light. And these Pharisee preachers, they put heavy yokes on people. They have to confess this. They have to give this. They have to do this. They have to do all that. And if they're not perfect, they're shamed. They're guilted because they did something wrong. So, Father, we thank you that you're the true shepherd. You're not a shepherd that's going to beat the sheep, that's not going to condemn the sheep. You're going to lead us beside still waters. And we pray for your guidance, Lord. We know that we need you in our lives every single day. And we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And we want to walk in the fear of the Lord, not in rebellion, but in the fear of the Lord. And that is the beginning of wisdom. And for all these things, we thank you in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage, at the top right, is a Give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.